Aleishu, Chelik Beis, Tav Reish Ein Vav. The 11th chapter is entitled Gevulei Sechaim Umashmausam Lachaim, the boundaries or the extremities of life and the significance for life. Kasher Adam Magi Ledas Shalima, Hu Imed Kvar Beemtza Chayav. When a person reaches full intellectual maturity, he's already in middle age. In the majority of cases, we use our das, we use that knowledge and experience and intellectual maturity in order to manage certain circumstances that we face. Every day in its circumstances, every day in its challenges. Al etzem avda shelachim einenu nusnim es adas. We don't really pay attention to the very fact of life. It's something that we take completely for granted. As if it is an imperative, a cosmic imperative that we should be alive. The end of life also does not enter our calculations because it's distant. The sense of life, the sense of being alive, is so overpowering. It repels, it pushes away any thoughts of death. Adam so such a person, which is the description of most people, lives his life from the middle, without paying attention to the boundaries or extremities of life on this side and on that. Few are those who ask themselves, "Me'ayin ani ba? From where do I come? Le'an ani olech? Who am I going to? Ha'im noyladeti b'mikre? Was I born by coincidence? Oy nivreisi b'chavana meforeshes? Was I created with a deliberate intent? Umay kavanaze? What is that intent? Ul eizo imatera alay lagi ad yom yisi? Which objective must I reach by the day of my death, where is death going to lead me to? Baruru, it is obvious. Shasheel kach chayas chayav b'tzura legamri acheres mizeh chayas chayav ma'emza. A person who poses these questions will live his life completely differently from one who lives his life from the middle. Lehalan nivachach lirois, we're going to see in this chapter, shatiram amidas adam davka al gevulei sechaim. The Torah specifically places the person at the extremities, umisham uchayeschem, and it is from there that he lives. When he's bringing mayimashma usam shigvaros achayim bishvilachayim atzvam, we're going to see what is the significance of those extremities, those boundaries of life for life itself. Paragraph Aleph, Mishnah mefuireshisi, explicit Mishnah in Pirkei Avos Perek Gimel, da me'ayin basa ul'an hatoylech, know whence you came and where you're going to. The specific intention of the Tana here is to eliminate Ga'ava from people's hearts. Because then he answers, a person who comes, is created from a drop, and his destiny is a place of dust and worms, should not allow himself any Ga'ava. Haramban kosav b'sif parashas boi. We've seen this many times. It's been quoted numerous times in Aleishu. She'einanu tam acher b'yetzirah reshona. There's no deep reason that we can ascribe to the creation of the world. Ve'en la'inyon b'tachtonim chefetz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no interest in the lower worlds except milvad ze. She'yeda ha'adam v'yedei l'yokav shibroi. The person should know and acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created him. That's the ultimate objective. The idea of raising one's voice in tefillah, the kabanas batei knesiyos, the whole idea of gathering public places for davening, uzchus tefillah sarabim, the idea that when many people daven together, there's a certain merit to it. Zehu she'elivnei adam makoyim yizkabtzu v'yadu la'ir shebram. It's to give people the place, the opportunity, the circumstances to acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch created them, v'farsimuze v'emru lefanav b'ri yosech anachnu, and make it well known, and declare openly, we are your creatures. Lich oira davar pashut, this is the author, it seems to be obvious. V'yoser midai pashut, mekedesh nitzarech lezeh batei knesiyos u'tfilah b'tzibur davke. It seems so obvious that we shouldn't need shuls for this purpose. Ki mi ze'en yodeh shu nivra, who doesn't know that he was created? Aval, the point is, ha'chai eschai meho emtza, one who lives his life from the middle, eino ino yisen datu azeklal, he never pays attention to this at all, not a factor. U'mimele chasar l'ikar gadol b'chayav, he's missing a fundamental chunk in his life. Mao ikar ze, which part? She'enu makiris boir oi. He doesn't recognize his creator. Bechaim meho emtza enam oitzim oisei. A person lives from the middle, doesn't find HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'rak be'ez tzara po'inim elav she'yivashe'o mimena. It's only in times of distress that such people turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for salvation. Aval in b'zeh ha'karan u'senes kivun ha'etzim ha'chayim. But there's no recognition on a constant basis. It gives direction to life. Ha'tira ma'amida u'yisano tamid al yad ha'beri'ah shel ha'olam v'shelanu. The Torah always places us next to creation, both the creation of the world and our own individual creation. Shabbos kodeshi zechi le'maseh v'reshis. As an example, Shabbos is centered around this idea that it is a memorial to the creation. Kol birkoi sanayinin mazkiras lanu asreis pamim b'yom shviz barach boirei peri, boirei mine mezenes, moitzi lechem, yatzar es adam, yitzer oir ma'ariv ravim v'chole. So dozens and dozens of times during the day, these brachois remind us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator of the fruit or the mezenes or the bread, and the creator of human anatomy and physiology, and the creator of the heavens, etc. Ein shum davar ba'olam ba me'atzmoi. Nothing in the world just pops into existence. Hakol hu beri'ah. It was all created. Ve'ilu lo haya nivra bechavanat techila. Had it not been created with a specific intent, lo haya kem, it would not exist. Be'omdenu al yad gvul olam. So when we stand at the edge, the boundary, haynu al pireseh, when we stand at the creation, as in boirei pri hagofen, boirei pri ha'itz, when we stand at that edge, sham anachnu makirim es ha'borei yitzbarach, there one recognizes the creator. Bazeh hinenu motzim es atzmenu b'olam shekulo kodshei shamayim. Then one finds himself in a world which is entirely kodesh, v'hanehene mimenu b'lei barachah mu'eil, so that a person who takes benefit from this world without a barachah commits me'ilah, ורק על ידי הברכה נעשיס מצווסוי ואותרה הענה. It's only through the bracha that the mitzvah is done, in the words of the Gemara in bracha is deflamed hey, and the hana is permitted. הנאה מהעולם מחייבת הכרה סוברים. Any type of benefit from the world obligates one to recognize the creator and his role. והיא הברכה שבאנו מבטאים שיזברך בורא עשה. It's the bracha in which we express that הקדוש ברוך הוא created this particular benefit. ועכשיו חשבון האדם עם נפשי. Then comes the question of a person's own חשבון נפש. The famous Gemara in Eruvin, Daf Yud Gimel, the Brassa says, שתי שנים ומחצה נחלקו בייס שמי ויס הלל. They debated this issue for 2.5 years. הללו אמרים, נויח לו לאדם שלא יברא יסם משנברא. One party said, it would have been better for mankind not to be created. The others argued, no, it's better that he was created. They took a vote, apparently at the end of the 2.5 years, and they came to a conclusion. It seems it was a consensus at the end. It's better had mankind not been created, or at least the individual. It would have been better off. He would have been better off had he not been created. But now that he was created, he should examine his deeds carefully. Such a profound question, an entire issue that they dealt with for so long, and they searched the matter up and down, as we see Chazal reached a certain conclusion. But the what they were ascertaining is the probability of a typical individual to actually fulfill the intention of his creation. And what Chazal found is that the average individual is very close to bankruptcy. But since he was created, he has to do whatever he can to avoid this bankruptcy. And doing that through constant examination of one's deeds. Eilehem chayei adam, hachayes chayav migvulam harishon me'abriyah. That's it. The life of a person lives from the first edge, the first boundary, which is creation, both, as we said, of the world and of himself, and of various hana'is. Hagavul hasheni ha'misa, the second extremity of existence is death. Megasidin b'shabes kuf nun gimel as follows. Tenan hasem rabbi Eliezer omer, shuv yemecha lifnei mitasecha. He gave his talmidim, this advice of doing teshuvah one day before one dies. Shalut talmidav es rabbi Eliezer v'chi adam yodea ez yom yamus. Does he know? Does anyone know the day he will die? How can you give such advice? Omalin v'chol sheken yeshuv hayoyim. All the more, if you don't know that, all the more, this is a reason to do tshuva today. Shema yamus l'machav nimtza kol yom abis tshuva. Because he might die tomorrow. So this way, not knowing, should force a person to do tshuva constantly. Ve'af shelo yimei amar b'chokhmasoi, a pasuk, b'chol eis yu b'gadecha levonim, v'shemen al reishecha al yechsar. Your clothes should be white at all times, which is a way of expressing this idea. He should be cleansed of chatoim through tshuva at all times. Omar Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, mashal lemelech shezimenes avodav lisuda velo kava lehem zman. He issued an invitation for isuda, but without specifying the time. Pikhin shebein kishtu es atzman v'yashvu al pesach beis amelech. So the pikhin dressed up for the affair and went right there to the palace. Tipishin shebein al chulim lachtan. And the more foolish ones went off to do what they needed. Amu klum yesh suda b'loy terach. They thought, it's going to take a while to prepare a banquet. Befisayim b'kesh amelech zavadav. Suddenly, the melech says, come in. Now is the banquet. Pikhin shebein nichnesu lefanav k'shein mekushatin. So of course, the smarter ones enter and they are properly dressed. V'tipshin nichnesu lefanav k'shein mekushatin. The tipshin came from the fields and full of dirt. Somach ha-melech likras pikhim v'cho'as likras tipshim. The melech was glad with the conduct of the pikhim and opposite with the tipshim. Omar halalu shekishtu es atzman l'is'uda yeshvu v'yichlu v'yishtu. Those who are ready, let them come in, let them sit down, eat and drink. Halalu sheloi kishtu atzman l'is'uda yamdu v'yir'u. The others should stand and watch. That's the mashal. Yoyim ha-mavas mechayev teshuva. The day of death obligates teshuva. Ki efshar lavo lifnei ha-melech baruch hu bilti mekushat. One cannot come before the king without being properly adorned, dressed properly. In other words, without cleansing the chait. Hachayes chayev me'agvul hasheni. So a person lives his life from the opposite extremity, from this second extremity, nimtza kol yomav b'teshuva, is constantly in teshuva. V'zehu magi letachlisoi, he reaches his purpose. Hachay chayav meho'emtza, person lives his life from the middle, eino yisam libo letachlito, he never pays attention to his purpose. V'rechok u'meteshuva, it's very distant from teshuva. Ayen bilchos teshuva of the Rambam perek zayin be'ezo chalifus menasech haRambam al chazah shel Rabbi Eliezer. With what sharpness the Rambam formulates the halacha of Rabbi Eliezer. Haroish kosav berchos chayim, the Roish writes over there in Siman Lamed Beis, zecho yom ha-maves tamid, remember the day of death constantly, ve'tzedal derech hachin, prepare provisions, v'sim be'inenecha shnei elu tamid, place these between your eyes constantly. It should be ready when you separate from your body. And you should cry. And you should be shaken when you remember the terror of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He didn't know. He said on his death, but he wasn't sure which way exactly he was going. And in Siman Nun Aleph, don't allow such a situation that death will just come suddenly without preparation. Tizkor ma'amad adin, remember judgment. Adam ha-Torah imed kol yamav mamash gam al yad ha-gvul ha-sheni. A Torah personality spends his life also by the second boundary of life. U'misham hu bones chayav, from there he builds his life. Afilu hu netel es nafshecha. That is, a person is supposed to even if he takes your soul, such a thought is aroused in every קריאת שמע, וכך אומר רבי עקיבא, כאשר סקו אספסורו במסקו של ברזל, בעצם רבי עקיבא told his תלמידים, when he was being tortured, והוא קרא קריאת שמע וקיבל אוהל מחוש שמיים, he read the שמע and accepted אוהל מחוש שמיים, כי כל ימה היסי מצטער על פסוק זה. He said, throughout my life, I was distressed about this, בכל נפשך, for which the drosh is אפילו נותן לס נשמסך, אמרתי, מסע יבוא לידי ואקיימנו. So Rabbi Akiva was distressed. When am I going to fulfill this? בחוי סדף סמך א'. The author comments, כל ימיו יחי רבי עקיבא בציור קיצוני זה של מסירות נפש. רבי עקיבא lived his life with this extreme illustration of מסירות נפש. He lived at that edge. והנה, מי שמסרגל כל ימיו בציור כזה של מסירות נפש, a person who accustoms himself with this imagery, יהיה גם בחייו מסוגל למעשה מסירות נפש. It'll seep over into his life. Not just at that moment, but his life will be characterized with deeds of mesius nefesh. Gam sham begvul hasheni shel chayim nifgash adam im hakadosh baruch hu. There too, at the second edge of life, a person encounters hakadosh baruch hu. Begvul harishon hu mitgaleh lo kibore. In the first edge, hakadosh will reveal himself as the creator, as we saw above, the creator of the world, the creator of all the hanaois, the creator of the individual. ובגבול השני כדיין אמס. In the second edge, הקדוש ברוך הוא revealed himself as the judge, אשר לפניו יוסר דין וחשבון על חייו, before whom the person will give an accounting of his life. החי אז חייו מהאמצע, a person lives his life from the middle, אולי יפחד מהמד. He might come to fear death, אבל הסברי לא יכיר גם בזה. But he won't know the creator from that. אדם התורה חי אז חייו מתוך העמידה ליד שני גבולי אחים גם יחד. The Torah personality lives his life by standing at the two edges of life simultaneously. והכרס הבוירי הצומחס משניהם, that recognition of the creator that sprouts from both of them, קוירנס לסוחי הבויבית, projects into his current life. הוא חי אז חייו בדעס ברורה שממתחים בין שני כותבים אלו. He lives his life with this clear knowledge that his life is stretched between these two poles. בוירי העולם ודיין האמס מלווה יוסף בדרכו. He is constantly accompanied by the creator of the world who is the true judge. אלה הם חיים של כובד ראש. That's a life of seriousness. בהם יש משקל לכל מעשה, לכל דיבור, לכל מחשבה. That's a life where there will be weight for every deed, for every speech, every thought. It's a person who lives in that perspective will not be impetuous. He will live a life of kovid reish. The im toimar ayayi hasimcha b'chayim kele. If you should ask, where's the joy, where's the celebration in such a life? Hinenu lehidecha ki davka b'chayim ele shura simcha. Well, I'm about to tell you that it's specifically in this type of life with this joy. V'navi al ze eid neiman, you're going to cite a faithful witness. Aben Yehuda halevi nishmaseh den habone kol chayi Torah ala simcha. We've seen this passage before. In the Kuzari Ma'amar base, he speaks about Simcha Be'imroi. The Kuzari says, "Ki Torasenu nechnekes ben ha'yira ve'ha'ahava ve'asimcha." The Torah is divided into yira, ahava, simcha. Tiskarev el'elokecha bechol achas meina, and you can draw near to your God through either any one of these. Ve'ein kini yascha b'mei ta'anis yosek kovai l'elokim yisimchasa b'mei ha'shabbatos v'amoedim. And then your submission in days of ta'anis doesn't bring you any closer than simcha on Shabbos and Moed. A person can come near to HaKadosh with simcha. We saw this in the first volume when he spoke about simchas Moed. Uvo ur'ech meta'eru es ha'chaim ha'nimtachim b'shnei ha'gvolim v'adas aleim. He describes this life we just spoke about, which is stretched between these two boundaries of Boire and Dayan. Omar HaChaver, Ha'izdamnus lehana'a ve'argashasa, ve'shiyachshob be'hadra kodim lachem. When the person has this opportunity for some hana'a, when he is about to experience some benefits and pleasure, he should first think about its not being there, its absence. Yachshob be'hadra, if a person should imagine its absence, koyfel hana'a, that will double his benefit, his pleasure. וזה מתועלת הברכות. This is one of the benefits of ברכות. למי שהוא רגיל בהם בכוונה והבנה. For those, of course, who are accustomed to say them with proper כוונה and understanding. מפני שמציירוס מן ההנאה בנפש. The ברכה clarifies the benefit, and the praise to the one who gave it. And the person is recognizing that it could have been absent. But then there's joy in it. The person recognizes that there needn't necessarily have been this benefit in this world. Then one senses joy. That's an example. A person recognizes they could have died and then recognizes the fact that he has life through the bracha. It lightens the load of illness and death, when death comes, because it occurred to you already. It's not something that's new. That you didn't necessarily have been here. Your nature is dust. And he gave you life and various pleasures, and you then express gratitude. One who doesn't follow this path, don't take his pleasures to be human pleasures. It's more of an animal satisfaction. He doesn't truly understand it. Like a shikoyer doesn't understand. Kuzarin ma'amar gimel. The author says, "Hare chayes chayim mina ketzavoyis." You see that a person lives his life from the edges. Ein shum hana'am megi'alu muvenz mele. You see clearly from the Kuzari, he does not take any benefit as granted. Doesn't take anything for granted. He enjoys it against the background of his knowledge that it could have been absent. Either HaKadosh Baruch Hu might not have created it at all in the world. Or he himself, the individual, could have died before he had this particular benefit. When he comes and he has this benefit, this pleasure, he tastes in it both the chesed of the Creator, who actually created this in the first place, and it needn't have been so, and the fact that he gave him the opportunity to enjoy it. Such a pleasure is doubled over. It's specifically living life at the edges, which gives life this true joy. It's a wondrous process in life. Adkan.